In our era of abundant technological and medical progress, why do so many of us feel disconnected and unfulfilled? Ashish Kothari, the founder of a company called Happiness Squad and a seasoned consultant with a rich background in leadership, psychology, and neuroscience, answers this question in Hardwired for Happiness, 9 Proven Practices to Overcome Stress and Live Your Best Life. Drawing on over 2 decades of experience and an extensive study of human thriving, Ashish presents 9 practices to rewire our brains for happiness rather than fear, offering a practical guide to living with joy and purpose. Here he is to share 5 key insights to transform our approach to daily challenges and enhance our well-being.
Hi, I am Ashish Kothari, author of Hardwired for Happiness and the founder and CEO of Happiness Squad, a company I launched in 2022 with a mission to democratize happiness, helping 1 billion people integrate the art and science of happiness into their lives. Prior to launching Happiness Squad, I spent 25 years in consulting, most recently with McKinsey & Company, where I was a partner leading our firm's efforts on leadership, well-being, and resilience. I'm going to share 5 of the key insights from my book, Hardwired for Happiness. Insight 1. Our brains are maladapted to the modern world, which is why we are struggling under the weight of our own prosperity. Consider these 4 paradoxes of our times. First, we are more prosperous than any generation that has lived, with poverty levels less than 10% today versus close to 60% in the 50s. Yet, we are more stressed and consuming ever more versus being more satisfied or joyful. Second, while we are living longer than ever before, our later years are often filled with immense suffering due to chronic ailments that are often lifestyle related. Third, despite being more connected through technology, we have never felt lonelier. Finally, while we have become exponentially efficient in almost everything we do, from booking flights, bank transactions, collaborating globally, we are busier than ever, taking less vacation and feeling the need to be continuously on. I believe these paradoxes are a direct result of our brains being maladapted to the world we are living in. Our brains are neurologically wired to look for danger and evolved to keep us alive and safe, not necessarily to keep us content and joyful. In the wild, our ability to sense a saber-toothed tiger hiding in the shadows and react with lightning speed made all the difference between life and death. We had to choose fight or flight to survive. Today, those dangerous wild predators have been replaced by an increasingly complex modern existence, balancing a demanding career with equally busy family life, absorbing the 24/7 news that is filled with bad news, because bad news sells. Our brains have a hard time separating physical threats from these psychological threats to our fragile egos and react in exactly the same way every time we are triggered, fight or flight. As a result, we find ourselves living in a heightened state of psychological scarcity and fear. A fear of not being smart or successful enough, a fear of being left behind, a fear of not being loved, a fear of missing out. Every day, as the world around us becomes more volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, we are becoming more and more hardwired for fear. Insight 2. It is possible to rewire our brains away from fear and be happier. Our brains are neuroplastic, and with practice, we can all rewire our brains away from fear to love, scarcity to abundance, and from excessive focus on self or me to we. There are 9 practices that are in every wisdom tradition and are research-backed from the field of psychology and neurosciences that can help us master our inner worlds and rewire our brains so that we can thrive versus just survive in this modern world. These are the practices of self-awareness, purpose, mindfulness, gratitude, emotional mastery, kindness and compassion, well-being, community, and living intentionally. Each of these practices has the power that with time and repetition, that they can help us re-sculpt our neural pathways and change how we experience the outside world. For example, with mindfulness, our amygdala, the fight-flight-freeze response center of the brain, shrinks, and our prefrontal cortex, our executive functioning and decision-making part of the brain, grows more gray matter. However, knowledge of the what or the how is not sufficient, and what we need is practice. Today, we are drowning in knowledge with 10,000 different ideas available for every ailment. But we are parched for practice. Our lives have gotten so busy that there is nothing that we can practice and really implement. Insight number 3. Use the power of habit formation to change the odds of success in your favor. How many New Year resolutions have you started with gusto but quickly got lost in the cycle of life? You're not alone. Fewer than 8% of people actually stick to their resolutions each year. Some of the most common reasons why people don't succeed include lack of specificity on what actions they will take. They sometimes go for too dramatic of a shift or too little. They lose motivation, they fail to anticipate obstacles, and often there is a lack of accountability. In order to tip the scales in your favor, you can use the science of habit formation to make this your best year yet and finally succeed when so many prior attempts, whether it is to lose weight or to learn a new language or to finally get rid of the anxiety habit, this is the year to get it done. In order to do it, first be clear on your why and then ensure that every action that you take is small, ideally 5 minutes or less. Second, anchor the new action or behavior to something you already do every day. It is ideal and a lot simpler to re-engineer an existing routine versus add something brand new to your already busy life. Three, set up a system of accountability that significantly increases the chances of you achieving these resolutions. Even better, if you can involve your friends, family, or colleagues, so together you can rewire for happiness. Insight number 4. The journey to a happier you starts with self-awareness. We are all unique observers who are shaped by the broader cultural context in which we grew up. What we learn from our parents, teachers, and role models, how we have been schooled by our own life experiences, and the core beliefs through which we see the world. The practice of self-awareness can help you better understand who you really are and develop strategies to move past the fears that hold you back or those beliefs that no longer serve you. By deepening your awareness of your unique triggers and stressors, as well as the habitual responses to them, by learning to pause in order to create space and then choosing a more conscious response driven not from fear, you can move from surviving to thriving. By the way, it is only through cultivating this practice of self-awareness that you can really tap into the power of the other 8 practices. To find meaning in life, you have to be willing to look within, to find things that you love, that you're good at, that the world needs, that you feel called forwards, and the world is willing to pay for, to integrate into your life. Gratitude requires that you bring to your awareness all the gifts and blessings in your life versus what is missing from it. Mindfulness requires you to become aware of where your attention is right now, past, future, or present. Overcoming anger or fear in the face of sufferings or obstacles that you face every day require you to look deeply within, as often you find that the biggest hurdle in the path forward is not outside of you, but it is your own mindset or belief that is holding you back. Insight number 5, set a North Star to be clear on your why and use it to guide your journey, making course corrections along the way. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, we lose track of what truly matters to us. We make an unconscious overinvestment in our careers and the pursuit of more. We often get used to making regular withdrawals from the areas that offer tangible returns and significant benefits in the long term. Keeping what truly matters to you front and center and allocating your time and energy accordingly to live in coherence and harmony with your dreams is critical if you are going to succeed. Recognize that the only constant in life is change. The best laid plans and intentions get hampered by the deluge of constantly changing demands and life circumstances. Adopting a daily intention practice can provide the needed focus, discipline, and self-control you will need to pick yourself up every time you fall and keep moving forward towards your goals. Setting daily intentions will allow you to persevere in your battle between choices that provide instant gratification versus those that allow you to reap long-term benefits by achieving your goals. Your North Star can act as a beautiful compass when you lose your way or get blown way off course due to the winds of change and the world around you.
Thank you, Ashish. That was 5 big ideas from Hardwired for Happiness, 9 proven practices to overcome stress and live your best life by Ashish Kothari. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.